Good morning. I'm Mary Blandon Smith. Back in the day, I was Mary Bauer, and I've been at West since 1976. I grew up here. It's amazing. And I joined because I was interested in ethics. I liked the folks who were here, but I knew nothing about ethical culture. Relationship building workshops developed right about that time, maybe a little bit later. And the reason was that the leader at that point, Don Montagna, believed that in order for us to go out into the world and to be active and to make a difference and to bring the beliefs that we share, although we don't have beliefs in this community, but the standards that we share, the ethics that we share, we needed to be strong within our group. We needed to be able to resolve conflict. We needed to be able to build friendships. We needed to disagree without being disagreeable. And we needed to be able to be honest with where we are and who we are. So Lynn Wayman and Don began a search for a process. And they discovered a book entitled Straight Talk. And in this book, they, and eventually we, learned about the four ways of speaking. As Joe said in the piece that Amanda read, the small talk, which sort of paves the way, that smooths things out, that makes a friendship possible. Sometimes people think about it as cocktail party talk, but it's essential in many ways. There was also control talk, light control, and heavy control, and you had to be careful of that because it could get people's backs up and then you're nowhere. Then there is search talk. And this is curiosity, wondering, who is this person I'm talking to? What do they believe? Where are they from? How did they grow up? What are their traditions? What's important to them? What are their standards? It's also important to think about my own, being searching with my own beliefs, my own, what does it mean to be white? What does it mean to have the standards that I grew up with? What did my parents believe? It's curiosity. And then there's straight talk. The heart of RB, as we said, was being able to be vulnerable and to say, I love you. And I don't understand why you're doing X, Y, or Z. Help me understand you. I'm frightened. I need help. The vulnerability piece of who we are. So the key words in RB are learning community. And that's what we were, and that's what we are today as a learning community. Often it's triggered by Amanda, who has studied something or gone to a conference or is using a theme like zest or love, brings it back, and she starts talking about it, then we all get into it. There's the incident, and an incident is what makes a difference in a relationship or a friendship. It can be something that where you're aware, you become aware that I love this person. It brings joy into your whole body. It also can be like a cringing in the gut, where you know, have I been hurt? Have I been zapped? Somebody out to get me? What is it? So then you get curious. Then you get curious and use the awareness wheel, which is a wheel that lets you look at the interpretations about what's going on. 20, Susan Bagot, a former leader, recommended. Can imagine what you can get to with 20 interpretations about the other person, about yourself. You look at your feelings. You look at the exact words that were said. You may associate it to an early incident, may notice a pattern before you get to your wants. What do I want? Do I want a closer friendship with this person? Do I need to end it right here? I'm learning. We're building relationships. Who was born knowing how to have good, strong relationships? So in summary, I use this all the time. I was married for the second time about 3 years ago, and my husband noticed I was drawing these circles and putting these spokes out, and he said, what are you doing? And I would do it anytime we had an incident. So finally, I said, this is an awareness wheel. What? Anyway, I explained it to him. But it's a way of thinking through what's going on with you and the other person. And it creates a huge amount of empathy for yourself and for the other person. And it opens possibilities. Thank you.